SeaWorld announced today that it will end its controversial orca breeding program and phase out its orca shows. The Marine Mammal Protection Act ended whale hunting back in 1972, but there were exceptions. A federal permit allowed orca captures for marine parks, including SeaWorld. KUOW's Kathy Duchamp has the story of the last orca capture in America here in Puget Sound back in 1976.
Bud Inlet sits at the southern end of Puget Sound. The capture was an extraordinary moment that forever changed attitudes about orcas. Jeff Foster, who worked under contract for SeaWorld, was on the chase boat. Ralph Monroe, then an aide to Washington Governor Dan Evans, was also on the water that day. Both men recount the event with very different reactions to what happened.
Well, this is Olympia Harbor. This is where the last whale capture in America took place, 1976.
Well, it was a beautiful day, and it was early in the year, and we were right underneath the Capitol, and it was a sunny Sunday afternoon, and there was a lot of boaters out on the water.
We'd all been out the night before at a dance together, and we were dying to go out and do something in the fresh air the next day. And while we were sailing right here in the harbor, not very far out, we noticed a pod of whales, which is pretty unusual. And the whales were not swimming naturally. They were being chased.
We drove the animals into the back of the bay and set the nets on them. And there was a couple animals in there that looked like they would be about the right size.
We were hearing frantic calls, much like you hear in the whale recordings, but there were no soft music in the background, and there was nothing romantic about it. It was frantic. And the whales were thrashing, they were spy hopping, they were trying to look for each other, they were trying to look over the net, they were trying to see where the rest of the pod was, who was inside, who was outside.
And we were just pleased to collect the animals humanely, and we felt, and to us it was, we were just doing our jobs and trying to do it as well as we could.
Well, we came to shore and we were really frustrated. We didn't know who to call. It was a Sunday night, and we finally got a hold of a reporter named Mike Layton. And Mike was having dinner with his mother. He worked for the Seattle PI, and he was very angry at us for disturbing him. But after we made our case, he said, okay, I'll go over and take a look.
I can remember the next morning, it was very, very foggy morning, and I went in to get supplies, and the first thing I saw was a PI, and on the front page of the PI was whales caught in Bud Inlet, and we knew that we had our hands full at that point.
Washington State sued SeaWorld in federal court. The whales were eventually released. Puget Sound became the unofficial sanctuary for the orca.
That's an excerpt from a documentary on Western Washington's changing outlook on killer whales. It was produced in 2002 by KUOW's Kathy Duchamp.